This week on Texans Huddle.
Feels great to be back on the field with my teammates, to be back, feel like you're part of the squad again.
It was obviously a talented group, a group that I felt was on the precipice of being great. And now that I'm in the building, you know, you see the work ethic of the coaching staff and how the players respond to that. I think I was right in seeing that.
And when it comes to speaking out against rookie hazing, the Houston Texans grab the bull by the horns.
You know, we text outside of here. We don't go out on lunch and hold hands, but yeah, we're good friends.
Huddle up, bring it in real close. We're happy that you're with us. Texans Huddle is now. My name's Drew Doherty, and fresh off the set of Miami Vice, it's Sonny Crockett. Where's Tubbs, dude?
Hey.
I like the threads. You're looking good. You're looking good. Is it linen?
Hey, it's summer.
It is summer.
I think it's fake linen. This doesn't wrinkle, okay? Well, you can roll this up into a ball, and it's fine.
It may be fake linen. There's nothing fake about Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans. OTAs roll on, and now we are in the home stretch. Minicamp is next week, but the third week of OTAs, big storyline, the return of number 99.
Yeah, it was terrific to see him back. J.J. Watt back at practice. First couple of weeks of OTAs working out on a side field. Week three, he got in the mix with his teammates.
It felt really good. It feels great to be back on the field with my teammates, to be back, feel like you're part of the squad again when you're back out there. Body felt great, performed really well. It feels really good to play football again. It's been too long.
Yeah, I mean, we're in no pads in the middle of, I'm not sure he's back to his old ways when we're not in full pads yet. So, it was good to have him back out there just like everybody else. And everybody's working hard. It was good. It was a good competitive spirited day.
It didn't change anything for me, but you definitely felt his presence. J.J. is a tremendous football player, and it was good to have him back out there.
Great to see J.J. Watt out there doing J.J. Watt things, knocking down passes, making his presence felt. Almost want to put him in bubble wrap before the regular season, though.
No doubt, and I was surprised he came back that quickly because a lot of folks said, oh, you're not going to see him till August at earliest. So this is really, really encouraging. You see him in mid-June.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? He's working with Anthony Weaver, new defensive line coach. This is good stuff. Former Houston Texans player.
Yeah, you just try and gain as much knowledge as you can. We got guys who have had all different sorts of experiences. So you try and gain as much knowledge as possible from each guy. And it's fun. I've had three coaches who have been great. I mean, Kolar. I mean, everybody who's been here knows Kolar is Kolar. He's a fiery, feisty. He got a lot out of me. He's a great coach. Paul last year, very good coach, been around for a very long time. And now Weave, who's obviously played in the league and had a lot of experience. So it's great. We really enjoy playing with him every day. He's a coach that makes you want to come to work every day. He makes it fun. He's got a lot of knowledge. And it's just, you enjoy the meetings. You enjoy practice. It's a lot of fun out there. So we're really having a great time with Weave. And obviously today being my first day out there, I'm getting a taste of it. It's a lot of fun.
One of the cool things about Weaver and his experience is he's got that recent experience in the NFL. Great defensive line coaches before him in Pascalone and Bill Kolar, but they're a little bit older in years and not as close to their playing days as Weave is.
Yeah, I think that you don't have to be a former player to be a great coach, but I think it certainly helps. Sure. I don't know, you had a chance to catch up with Anthony Weaver about that and other things.
You're here as a player, you're here as a coach now. What was that like coming back in the building in such a different role?
Surreal, particularly when I walked out on that practice field for the first time. You know, I was trying to think, should I put my pads on? Am I missing my helmet? Like, I'm sure I'm forgetting something. So it's awesome. It's awesome, but a surreal experience for sure.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the coaching, but let's get into the playing. What's your fondest memory of your time here?
Whew, that's probably Coos' first win. I don't think it happened until about the third or fourth week, so we started to press a little bit, but when it happened, it was just such a relief, and I could just remember like the joy and excitement in that locker room, and that was awesome.
This is a different franchise, you know, as opposed to then. What was your impression of them from the outside over the last year, two, three, before you came back?
It was obviously a talented group, a group that I felt was on the precipice of being great. And now that I'm in the building, you know, you see the work ethic of the coaching staff and how the players respond to that. I think I was right in seeing that.
Yeah, you talk about precipice of being great. One guy who's great and already there, J.J. Watt. Mm-hmm. Let me be the million and first person to ask you this question. How do you go about coaching a guy like that?
You don't mess him up. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
The thing with J.J., obviously, I don't want to change him. But I hope just me being here and some of the things that I've experienced, hopefully I can help enhance what is already awesome.
You got a veteran in Vince Wilfork. Mm-hmm. What's it like having a guy with that type of leadership? You guys were in the league at the same time,
yeah,
playing together.
It's huge. It's huge because, you know, guys hear it from me, and I'm going to tell them things. And obviously I've played, and I think there's a certain bit of credibility that comes with that. But at the same time, if you have a guy that has three Super Bowl rings, four Super Bowl rings, whatever it may be, has pelts on the wall, and now he's telling you also, I mean, how do you not do it if you're a young player?
Yeah, and, you know, kind of conversely, another guy with a lot of rings is Romeo Crennel, defensive coordinator. What's it like first few months working with him?
Rack is awesome. He's awesome. He's a guy who's the same person every day. And just the wealth of knowledge he possesses. I mean, he's been in the NFL, I think, for over 30 years. I'm steadily trying to be a sponge around him and pick his brain because, like I said, he's experienced it all. And I'm trying to get what I can while I'm with him.
What was the conversation like when, I guess, they were asking you about your interest in the job, whether you come here? What was that like?
It was a short conversation on my end. I was obviously interested. You know, you got arguably the best defensive player in the NFL in that room. I get the opportunity to work with some extremely talented coaches and just they're so knowledgeable that I was chomping at the bit. So that from my end, the conversation was fairly short. I just wanted to see if they wanted me just as much as I wanted to be here.
Yeah, how much have you actually learned in the short time you've been here? I mean, what sort of things can you learn just in meetings, really?
I think it's just a matter of, schematically, I think a lot of what people do, there's a lot of the same things. The terminology is always different. So when you transfer to a new team, when you go to a new team, it's like learning a new language. While, you know, it's like we call one thing cake, it might be look cake. To me, just learning the terminology is probably the one thing I've had to learn here the most.
What can we expect to see from you when you're coaching? Are you, if we describe you as a, are we going to describe you as a fiery type, a calmer type? Where do you fall on that spectrum? Because we've seen some personalities here with the Texans coaching staffs.
I tend to be a calmer type, you know, unless your players bring that other guy out of you. But I like to see myself as even keel, just so I can always keep a level head and realize what's going on around me.
Hey, in the office next door to you, Mike Vrabel, another, I guess, contemporary of yours. You guys played at the same time, and now you're coaching together. What's it been like being around him?
Mike's awesome. He's awesome. You know, he's obviously played in the league for a long time, has a tremendous amount of passion for this game, a passion that I share. So I think on that level, we connect very well. And it's just awesome for me to know that he's coaching those guys behind my guys. If I can keep them clean, they're going to run downhill and make plays. So it's been great.
You're a Notre Dame great. You were the team MVP your final year there. So I imagine you're pretty happy to see a couple Fighting Irishmen head this way in the draft, right?
Yeah, thrilled. People on the outside think I have a lot more influence than I actually do because we drafted those two Notre Dame guys. But obviously I'm thrilled for those guys. Hopefully if there's anything I can do to help them once they're here, you know, to help them with their pro careers, I can do that.
Yeah, what was the first draft experience like with the Texans for you over the last couple weeks?
It was awesome. You know, obviously the evaluation process is, you know, is long because you don't want to make a mistake in the draft. And the one thing you realize, particularly here, is that they're so in-depth in the studies of their players, and they want to make sure not only that they bring the right player in, but guys of high character, guys that are going to represent the Texans well. And that's the biggest thing that jumped out on me.
Was it kind of fun when you came back? Because there are still folks that have been here since, you know, 2000.
For sure. It always is. The first person I saw was Carol Nelson, you know, who's the travel lady.
Right.
But, God, I think she probably booked my flight when I flew here for the first time in 2006. And she is just as bright and just as chipper as that day. So when I saw her, it brought a smile to my face.
Anthony Weaver was the first big free agent of the Kubiak-Rick Smith era back in 2006.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
It's 10 years ago, Mark. A decade,
yes,
as some would say.
Oh my God.
You know, it's fun. They're going to have good chemistry, I think, because of what we talked about, the experience there. You know who else is working on their chemistry?
Who?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. No mad scientists going on here, but Brock Osweiler and the Texans wide receivers.
Yeah.
They got together in Tempe, Arizona. before OTAs and all that other stuff started, they've been working extra during OTAs now.
Yeah, and I think that when you have that off-season, off-the-books practice prior to the time the team gets together as a squad, that can only help. Bill O'Brien said so. Brock Osweiler said so.
Hop and I have a tremendous relationship. It's one of those deals where, you know, I just respect his work ethic. You know, I respect that he comes to work every day and he works to be great. He wants to get better every single day. And that's just not Hop. You know, that's all those wide receivers. You know, all those guys, all those skilled guys are in the building every day. They're working hard. They're working at their craft, trying to get better. And we're all working towards the same goal. And that's really what's important.
They have to work on their own, not just Hop and Brock, but the other receivers, the other tight ends, running backs. They all have to figure out a way to do things on their own, you know, especially during that break where, you know, after next week when we're done and we have like 5 weeks before training camp, you know, that's a big period of time. But I've seen a lot of progress. These guys are working extremely hard, and I've definitely seen progress.
I feel like it's going well. We put in a lot of time before we had to be here, which helped out a lot with all the receivers, not just myself, but it's going well so far. A lot of Super Bowl teams and a lot of teams that has success, their main receiver and their quarterback has been, best friends. Might not off the field, but on the field, you couldn't tell. But that's very important for this team. You know, we text outside of here. We don't go out on lunch and hold hands, but, yeah, we're good friends.
Hey, you can leave it to the guy with the best hands.
Yeah.
I'll say in the league to make a good crack about holding hands.
Yeah, yeah. And we don't have to hold hands to prove that we have chemistry.
No need.
Not going to do it.
Hey, we got to go down south of the border, go down to Mexico City.
Let's do it.
Do that after the break, so don't you go anywhere.